New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands and MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
Who says fighting in hockey is no good? What a freaking start to that Rangers-Devils game. Now, I will say, and by the way, we'll get into the Yankees in just a little bit, but I want to start off that Ranger game. Another big 2 points for the Rangers as they're jockeying, not just to be the best team in hockey points-wise, but jockeying for position. But more importantly than that for now, just beating the freaking Devils. Screw you, New Jersey! Starting that fight at the beginning, which I don't recall ever seeing that. A line fight, everybody up there going at it. Guys getting tossed out of the game immediately, which hurts the Rangers. No Trouba, no Keandre Miller. Goudreau right out of the gate. Those guys are all done. But, you know, Rempe was going to have an issue. They needed to sort of, you know, have that fight after last time what happened with the Devils and all the jawing back and forth. That, to me, was at least a legitimate reason for fighting in hockey. Not that you needed everybody on the ice to fight, and I know the NHL wants to prevent that, which is why everybody did get tossed from the game. But I have no issue with the original fight. They took issue, the Devils did last time, you know, with Rempe's dirty hit. They called it a dirty hit. He ended up getting suspended for it, and you knew that there were going to be fisticuffs, and it happened right out of the gate, and that's fine. Good old-fashioned hockey fight, which was necessary to kind of put that thing to bed. And then the Rangers go out there and play a heck of a game yet again, even with the Devils coming back in the game and taking the lead. Rangers, the comeback kids, another comeback win for them. And not only comeback win, but specifically in the third period, there isn't anything this team hasn't done in the regular season. Panarin, a ridiculous year. Lafreniere taking a next step. Even Kaapo Kakko, who, by the way, skates like Wilmer Flores runs. It's like Kaapo Kakko's got cinder blocks on his skates. The guy is slow as anything, but he is a good physical player. And look, he's never going to be the number two type pick. Or live up to that hype of being a number two pick. But it was nice to see him get that breakaway and snipe one in, and the Rangers come back again. Now, the issue with the Rangers, okay, a couple of things, not even an issue. There's great excitement. And for me, I know it's nuts, but I believe in this type of stuff. Like 30 years ago, the Rangers won the Cup. The symmetry of the 30 years, 1994, here we are in 2024. Now, I said the same thing in 2014, but I'm going to say it again in 2024. I like the symmetry of it that it's been 30 years. Also, when you talk about the seeding with the Rangers and where they could end up here, there's a chance it could be Rangers-Islanders again in the first round, just like it was in 1994. Now, the difference is this Rangers team is not as good as that 94 team, and the Islanders team is – this Islanders team is dangerous. There would be a – you know, there would be a nice little battle there. And for the Rangers to actually go out there and win the Cup, now again, who the hell knows? So much could happen in the final six games or whatever it may be here down the stretch. But when you look at who the Rangers could play, Capitals, Flyers, Red Wings, Islanders, possibly the Lightning, of those teams, you probably wouldn't want to face the Islanders just because of the rivalry and because anything could happen. Islanders aren't that bad, and the disparity between them and the Rangers, to me, even though the Rangers have been the better team, clearly, short series, anything can happen. We saw that last year with the Devils. But the Lightning as well could be dangerous. But what I would say to that is bring them on. You're going to have some tough opponents along the way to go win the Stanley Cup. You're going to have to earn it. But for the Rangers, it's imperative. We'll know if the Rangers could win the Cup this year if the first series is a short series. It can't be these damn seven-game series every single year. I thought last year they were on the way to a sweeper, maybe take out the Devils in five. Obviously, it went the complete opposite way where they blow the 2-0 lead. But they can't be in these battles that it feels like they've been in forever with Lundqvist, you know, teams in Lundqvist and net for those Rangers teams, even though they got to the Stanley Cup Finals, battling seven-round series with the Flyers or with the Capitals. It just never ends. Penguins taking them on every series, every round with seven games. Can't be like that. Rangers need not a softie, but they need, you know, an easy first round. I think that would go a long way in them trying to win a Stanley Cup. But you know, the team may not feel like 1994 exactly, but they have done some special things. And Laviolette has them playing well. He's tough as nails. I love seeing him yell at Travis Green. That was great. And then, of course, having the last laugh. But not only chasing the President's Trophy, not only the resiliency, the comeback ability, the adversity that they dealt with early on in the year when Shesterkin wasn't playing like himself, but still being able to win some games. How about the fact, though, that the Rangers, for only the fifth time in franchise history, have won 51 games? Like, that is a big deal. They've been around for a long time. When you do something you've only done five times in franchise history, that is a big deal. So it was an exciting win, fun game to watch right out of the gate with the Fighting, and good to see the Rangers prevail and beat the Devils and get an important 2 points, because at this point you don't want to be in limbo there. You want to get that President's Trophy and have that top seed in the Eastern Conference and take on whoever's the lowest wild card. You don't want to be messing around in the first round, even though the Islanders could be scary. Who knows if they'll even get there? You don't want to be messing around with Tampa Bay out of the gate. Not so fast. Now, for the Yankees, man, it has been a wild day. I can't wait for Friday when BT and I will be out there at the stadium doing the show live ahead of the game, opening day or opening day at Yankee Stadium, the home opener for the Yanks. But think about how significant this start is for the Yanks. 6-1 road trip. And if you could nitpick, right, the only couple things, you'd be like, well, starting pitching, not great. Well, Rodon was really good today. I know he gave up a couple of homers, but overall, Rodon's stuff looked good. He looks like a different pitcher this year than he did a year ago. And I think that there are encouraging signs with Rodon. Now, you want to nitpick and say, well, Judge hasn't gotten going yet. Aaron Judge is officially on the board. His first home run of the year, another RBI double. So if you were concerned about Judge, and you really shouldn't have been, like, the only issue with Judge has always been health. If he's healthy, he's going to produce. You want to tell me that maybe he wasn't 100% healthy? He still might not be 100% healthy, but he's in there. Yankees are winning, and now Judge tacks on with his first home run of the year. And just the way that the Yankees were able to win that game, you know, coming back. And by the way, Torrey Lovello, what an idiot. I don't care if he took his team to the World Series a year ago. How do you ever put yourself in a spot with the universal DH now that you end the game with a freaking pitcher hitting with the bases loaded? Credit to Aaron Boone. He did the no-brainer move. I'd hope my mother would have made that move. So it's not like Boone is some brilliant man, but he made the move he had to make. And, you know, the Yankees obviously won, not because of that, but they won in part because, you know, Lovello needs his head examined. I don't know how you put yourself in that spot where you take the DH out of it, knowing that there is a slim chance you may need that spot coming back up. Game goes into extra innings like that. Oh, man, you can't have a game end like that. And it did take away a lot of the drama. But forget about that. That's not the story. The story is the Yankees, who were coming in off an offseason, even though they got Juan Soto, a lot of people, including myself, said they didn't do enough, didn't go all in. They lose Gerrit Cole for the first 2 months minimum. Marcus Stroman didn't want to take the ball on opening day, wanted to wait for the home opener. Now we'll have that opportunity with a red-hot Yankees team off to that 6-1 start against his former team. He'll be in the Bronx, first time on the mound at Yankee Stadium as a Yankee, taking on his former team in the Blue Jays. So things worked out in that regard, but that was a little bit of a negative thing with Stroman not wanting to take the ball, even though the team kind of asked him to. Cortez not being very good first two games. Yankees going in to Houston for the first four. No DJ LeMahieu, leadoff guy, banged up. He's out with a serious injury. Have to go with Oswaldo Cabrera. Think about all the things that were trending in the wrong direction for the Yankees going into the season. And maybe the schedule more so than anything else. Like, oh, right out of the gate, they got to go to Houston for four. And then Arizona, the last year, you know, the reigning NL champs for three. And the Yankees sweep away the Astros in terrific fashion, coming back and doing it without home runs and putting the bat on the ball and sacrifice flies, all the little things, playing good defense, timely hitting, terrific pitching, bullpen lights out, taking care of the Astros in what felt like a postseason series, and then going and following that up with taking two out of three from the Diamondbacks. You could not have drawn up a better start for the New York Yankees. Incredible start to the season. Great record, but even more impressive is the way that they've been doing it here, which is sustainable. And you have to feel good. Look, you saw Aaron Boone. You know he feels good. You see the guys on that team that, you know, doing the, barking the dugout. Everybody's a bunch of dogs on that team. Everybody's feeling good about the Yankees before they even put on the actual pinstripes in 2024 and set foot at Yankee Stadium for their first game of the year. It is going to be electric on Friday. Soto taking his first at bat. Soto getting the roll call. Now, truth be told, I'm not a fan of the roll call. I think it's stupid. Sue me. I don't care. Grew up a Met fan. Hated that thing. And even if you take the fandom out of it, I just think it's so stupid. But it's the Yankees thing, whatever. And it will be special for Juan Soto getting his first roll call. But more importantly, his first at bat in Yankee Stadium as a Yankee, guaranteed to get, you know, tremendous cheers. And, you know, the Yankee fans hope it's the first of many for Juan Soto. But that'll be for another day. For now, it's about the excitement returning home off of a near-perfect road trip against two very good teams, two of the better teams in baseball a year ago. The Yankees have sent a message. It's seven games in, but the New York Yankees have sent a message. They're on a mission. They aren't messing around. They've put the American League and really all of baseball on notice. And it's going to be fun to watch how much further they can continue this. Not just the individual performances of some of the young guys as we await getting some more of the young, you know, Dominguez coming back. You know, who knows if Austin Wells could take that next step, but you're seeing Anthony Volpe, even with the error today, you know, it's going to happen. But Volpe taking another step, the Yankees right now, night and day from where they were a year ago, and everybody's going to be excited about that. And those are the two teams that are carrying us right now in New York. Rangers, legit chance to win Lord Stanley's Cup, first time in 30 years, 30-year anniversary befitting, and the Yankees, haven't been to or won a World Series since 2009. It's way early, but the early signs are good. Now, the other teams in town, they're the ones that need to pick it up a little bit. Knicks, will get into them, too, as we get closer to the postseason. Unfortunately, the injuries took a toll on them. Imagine if we had the Knicks, Rangers, and Yankees going like this. New York is back up. All right, that does it for us on this edition of WFAN Daily. Don't forget to download, rate, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and hit us up at WFANDaily@gmail.com. We'll answer your comments or questions on an upcoming mailbag episode. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday night. We'll see you tomorrow.